This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty. Normally right now, we'd tell you what's coming up next. But instead, all we're going to say is, stay tuned, Patak! That slave in Klingon. This weekend marks the opening of Star Trek Nemesis.
Are you ready to plunge the entire quadrant into war to satisfy your own personal demons?
It amazes me how little you know yourself.
I am incapable of such an act.
You are me!
It's the 10th bold Star Trek foray into places no one has gone before. Although after 5 television series, 10 movies, and countless accelerations to warp speed, you'd think we'd been all those places by now. Joining us from our New York bureau to discuss the Star Trek phenomenon is John Ordover, executive editor of Star Trek Books, and a longtime Star Trek fan. Mr. Ordover, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Was that Klingon?
No, that was just a rumble in the back of my throat.
Oh.
It's hard to, sometimes it can be hard to tell it apart.
10 movies. Amazing. How fast time flies. What if I give you a title and you give me a one-line synopsis?
Okay, let's go.
Star Trek, the motion picture.
Voyager probe comes back merged with an Uber being.
Yeah. Star Trek II, the Wrath of Khan.
Khan comes back, confronts Kirk. Spock dies at the end.
A sad moment. Star Trek III, the search for Spock.
Turns out Spock didn't completely die. After all, he was only mostly dead, and we can bring him back if we do a lot of stuff we probably shouldn't.
Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
We need to save the whales to save the Earth.
Gives you a warm feeling, doesn't it? Star Trek Generations.
Kirk and Picard team up to beat up a bad guy.
And Kirk dies. Yeah. And now Star Trek Nemesis. You've seen the movie. How does it compare to the others?
It's probably one of the best so far.
Why is that?
Couple of reasons. First of all, it has a really, really cool villain named Shinzon. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give anything away, so I can't too much about that. It brings back the Romulans for the first times in the movie. And also, it has one of the coolest spaceship battles in any Star Trek movie to date.
So what makes the Romulans different from the Klingons, who were bad guys and then good guys, and people love them, people hate them?
Back in the original series, the Klingons were sleazy, evil, untrustworthy bad guys. And the Romulans were noble enemies with a code of honor, much like Japanese samurai. By the time of Star Trek The Next Generation, which is set 100 years later than the original series, that had sort of flip-flopped.
The villains are very, very important to Star Trek. I mean, a movie is made by its villains. Who's your favorite villain?
I think my personal favorite is Khan.
And Khan is played by Ricardo Montalban.
Yep, right. And played to the hilt by Ricardo Montalban.
Let's hear.
Ah, Kirk, my old friend. Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us revenge is a dish that is best served cold?
It is very cold in space.
What's interesting about Khan is he never thinks he's doing the wrong thing. He never says, I am going to subjugate the world, I am going to destroy people. His motivation really is to make a world where people can be at peace and safe. And that makes for a much more interesting and conflicted villain who thinks he's doing the right thing.
You know, when one thinks back on the original Star Trek series, it was an interesting collection of stories, sometimes humorous, it was sometimes serious, violent occasionally, romantic.
Yes, and that's one of the things that I think made Star Trek unique and made the original series catch on the way it didn't initially, but then how it became a cultural icon, is because it was willing to do episodes like Balance of Terror, which is very much like Wrath of Khan, in which Kirk faces off against a powerful enemy. And episodes like, you know, one of the most classic episodes of television of all time is Trouble with Tribbles, when the Tribbles fall on Captain Kirk. If you look at, you know, other shows of that era, if you look at Bonanza, it's not like you tuned in one week and they did a comedy and one week and they did an action piece and you pretty much knew what you were going to get. And I think the courage to do things with different tones from week to week is a large part of what made original series work so well.
The original series came out during the Cold War, and it was really a reflection of its time, wasn't it?
Yes, to a very large extent, and of course to its creators' points of view at that time. For example, the Prime Directive, which says you can't interfere in other races and other planets and other things like that, is to some extent a reflection of the interfering that the United States was doing at the time.
Just as there have been different villains in Star Trek, so there have been different heroes, too. We're going to play a clip now that features two of them.
Captain of the Enterprise.
That's right.
Close to retirement?
I'm not planning on it.
Well,
me tell you something. Don't. Don't let them promote you. Don't let them transfer you. Don't let them do anything that takes you off the bridge of that ship, because while you're there, you can make a difference.
That's William Shatner as James T. Kirk and Patrick Stewart as Jean-Luc Picard. They're definitely cut from a different mold.
Absolutely. Kirk tends to rely on his own on cleverness. He's sort of outwardly focused, whereas Picard is a sort of a still waters run deep kind of guy.
Right.
A problem comes up and he doesn't, you know, quickly snap to the answer. He thinks about it, and often he comes up with the more sophisticated answer. My personal favorite, again, I grew up with him, first loves, is Captain Kirk.
Some people are saying that Nemesis, the new movie, is a bellwether for our times, that audiences are more in tune with the idea of good versus evil than they have been since the Cold War, and that they're looking for a triumph of good over evil. What do you think?
I've heard about that, and all I can say is, when weren't they? What exactly was it when they were looking for, gee, we won, but was it the right thing to do? Mm-hmm. I don't think that Nemesis does that any more than any previous Star Trek movie has. Mm. There are good guys and bad guys, and certainly the hero has his own point of view, and that his own point of view is a sympathetic one. You never really, in James Bond, you never really know why the guy wants to blow up the city. But here there is definitely an emotional line for the villain, and that's one of the things that makes Star Trek different.
Well, John Ordover, thanks so much for speaking with us.
No problem.
Live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.
John Ordover is executive editor for Star Trek Fiction. He joined us from our New York bureau.